Thank you, Madam Vice President. Let us all remember that while we are speaking here about the right to development, the occupying power is dropping bombs equivalent of more than a quarter of a nuclear bomb on Gaza, the besieged occupied enclave of Palestinian land, the one of the most densely populated places on Earth, where 2.3 million people live there, 50% of them children, 70% of them refugees. Innocent civilians are being killed with no safe place to go. Back to the topic, the right to development. On the 23rd of October, UNCTAD has issued its latest report where it provided an anatomy of the de-development of Gaza. Prior to the current genocide, it described the blockade, restrictions, and the vicious circle of destruction and insufficient reconstruction. In summary, the report stated, and I quote, "As detailed in this report, the inhabitants of the Gaza Strip are confined in one of the most densely populated spaces in the world, in chronic conflict conditions, with inadequate access to clean water, without electricity for half the day, and without a proper sewage system. Two-thirds of the population live in poverty, with a 41% probability of dropping out of the labor force. And for those who continue to seek work, there is a 45% probability of being unemployed." That was before the current genocide. Since the 7th of October, the occupying power has bombed more than 8,500 Palestinians, more than 3,325 children have been slaughtered, with a child being murdered at a rate of one kid every 15 minutes. The number of children reported killed in Gaza in just 3 weeks has surpassed the annual number of children killed across the world's conflict zones since 2019. So far, 825 families wiped off the civil registry in 3 weeks of genocide. This has included the use of white phosphor, shutting down all exits from Gaza, cut off food, water, fuel, gas, and electricity from the civilian population, a blatant act of collective punishment in which, inter alia, starvation is being used as means of warfare. Residential areas, including refugee camps, apartments, buildings, hospitals, schools, ambulances, bakeries, mosques, churches, are being directly targeted and reduced to rubble. People queuing for bread have been bombed. Nothing has been spared from relentless and indiscriminate Israeli bombing. An Israeli official told Israel's Channel 13 that Gaza will eventually turn into a city of tents. There will be no buildings, and this is exactly what is being implemented. After ordering more than 1 million Palestinians to leave northern Gaza, an impossible task, and one aimed at depopulating the area and facilitating forcible transfer and mass ethnic cleansing, Israel proceeded to bomb convoys of refugees fleeing to the south, killing mainly women and children. 2 days ago, after 3 weeks of carpet bombing a caged population of millions, the occupying power has severed all telecommunications so that they can commit genocide without the annoyance of their victims telling the world about it. Israeli historian Ras Segal, who directs the Master of Arts in Holocaust and the Genocide Studies program at Stockton University, called what Israel is doing right now, as we are here in the room in Gaza, a textbook case of genocide. Israel's genocide in Gaza has also meant the escalation of its aggression against the Palestinian civilian population in the West Bank, including Jerusalem, where more than 105 Palestinians have been killed, including 22 children, and more than 100 have been arrested by Israeli occupation forces, and 26,000 Israeli armed terrorist settlers have been provided with weapons, more and more since the 7th of October. So let us be absolutely clear in this room. This is now beyond de-development and the humanitarian catastrophe. Even as we are talking here today, the innocent blood continues to be spilled on the streets in Gaza. The right to development. We reaffirm the SR finding that the right to development is closely connected to ending colonization. The World Bank, IMF, and UNCTAD stated that the Israeli colonial power imposes a myriad of restrictions on the Palestinian economy that are impeding any prospects of sustainable economic growth. The colonial power prevents the Palestinian people from accessing much of their land and from exploiting their own natural resources. It further isolates the Palestinian people from global markets and fragments their territory into small and disconnected cantons. The Palestinian natural resources, including land, water, and mining resources, are being exploited by the Israeli colonial power for its own economic benefits. This policy has been coupled by the desire of the occupying power to prevent any Palestinian existence. The reconstruction of the Palestinian economy requires not only substantial foreign aid, but also ending the illegal colonial occupation. Foreign aid will not be efficient without tackling the root causes of the de-development in Palestine. Ending the illegal occupation is the first step towards regional and international development, peace, and security. The SR on Development stated in his report that many colonial powers that benefited directly from exploitation of the people and their natural resources continue to deny their obligation to correct the historical injustices. And SR stated that people that are victims to colonization deserve not only a sincere public apology and reparation, but also financial and technological support as part of a duty to cooperation and international solidarity. Our question is, when the Palestinian people's current injustice and the current colonization of their land will end? As long as we are alive, we will never forget the words silence and inaction. And I thank you.